Well, the Lansing City Council, head-to-head now, really getting into it with Mayor Bernero, rejecting his proposal for an inspector general position at the BWL. One of those really behind that effort was Jody Washington, Lansing City Council member. Jody, great to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's like you guys were there till midnight last night. Is that right?
We were. It was a very long, long night.
5 hours. What takes 5 hours?
You know what? Excuse me, Mike. We all came to the table with differing ideas of what we wanted. Myself and Councilmember Delgado and Councilmember Judy Brown Clark, we all came to the table asking for $80,000 for an independent audit and $120,000 to be put back in the rainy day fund. And what that was actually on advice of the financial health team.
Okay, so that adds up to $200,000. I should point that's the salary that this inspector general position was going to cover, right?
Right. We defunded the position of inspector general, so that position will not go forward. But so we came with that, and different I believe Kathy Dunbar and Councilmember Bowles, they kind of wanted a hybrid. They wanted a quasi inspector general and an independent auditor that would work through the inspector general. And Jessica Yorko wanted certain things with housing, and Carol Wood wanted co-compliance officers.
So you had to compromise on something. I should say the mayor, he's written that he's, quote, very disappointed with what you guys did yesterday. How upset do you think he is, even at you directly?
Oh, I'm sure he's furious because, you know, he doesn't ever like it when anybody goes against his idea. And I understand that. When you think you have the greatest idea, when people don't embrace it, it can be taken personal. But I think as a council, we came together and we did an amazing job with collaboration and working together and coming to a compromise. I really felt, I was really watching democracy in the works. I will tell you, halfway through the committee of the whole, when we took a break, the mayor came up to the 10th floor and pulled in four council members and reamed them for the direction they were headed.
Really? So he actually showed up. Was he observing it on TV or?
He was downstairs in his office, and during the break, he came upstairs and pulled four of them into a council member's office and reamed them and screamed and hollered. And
you were not one of them? No,
I would never be one of them. I would never tolerate that.
Well, how do you know that he reamed them out?
Because one of the council members that was in there got up and walked out. And you could hear him. I mean, you could hear him through the door. And he was very, very upset. But, you know, I don't pay attention to that. But, Mike, here's the important thing. We all worked together. We all came to an agreement. However, the mayor has the opportunity to veto what we did. And we have until next Monday night. Should he veto that, we need 6 votes to override his veto. Mm-hmm. Now, it was 7-1 last night. So you would think we would automatically have those six votes.
Right. The veto, is that guaranteed in your mind then?
I don't know if he'll veto it, but if we do, if he vetoes it and we don't get 6 votes, he will have his inspector general. But here's the thing. Aileen Bowles has already called in and said she will not be at that meeting Monday night. Jessica Yorko has already called in and said she will not be at that meeting Monday night.
Were they two of the four that were getting reamed out?
One of them was. Mm-hmm. One of them was. And so I'm like, you know, I'm cautiously suspicious that there might be something going on.
So wait, with those two, you don't have the votes at this point, right?
We do. We do have the votes to override.
Even if the two of them don't show up?
Correct. Oh, but if one person waffles, if one person bends, mm-hmm. then we don't. So, I'm just suspicious.
Yeah, I'm still stunned by the description there, that he's actually yelling at the council members so loudly that you can hear what you could hear it from outside.
I could hear him.
Has that happened before or what?
Oh, of course. But you know what? I don't pay attention to it. It's the way he does business. And, you know, if that's how he copes, you know, God bless him. I don't give it a lot of thought.
So are there council members that are on his team, per se? Like Jessica Yorko, is she one of his people?
No, she is not. She used to be, but not anymore. I think she's kind of, you know, she's taken a really hard stand on these housing issues, and that has not gone over well. And of course you have Kathy and Tina, and they're good council members, but they have to tolerate that, and, you know, Good for them. I wouldn't.
Can he create the position on his own, so with an executive order, this inspector general position at the BWO?
Well, we defunded the position. He would have to pull the money out of something else, and the position would not be able to just go into the Board of Water and Light and get any information anytime they want. You know, I think what people were really looking for is a true audit, not somebody that's going to go in and perhaps come back with biased findings. You know,
but tell me this: we had the community review team looking at the whole situation with the ice storm. Do we need an audit right now? Is that really important?
Well, if oversight seems to be such a critical issue, then yeah, let's do the audit, but let's have it be independent. There was no support for this inspector general. They had no idea what they were going to do. There is no model for this anywhere in the country. The financial health team was against it. The community review team was against it. The Board of Water and Light was against it. The public was against it. Not one person was in support of this inspector general, but
really?
It's like I said last night, it was like a dog with a bone. They just couldn't let go of this inspector general.
Why do you think the mayor is so committed to this thing?
I have to just kind of wonder what the agenda behind it is. I mean, I have learned to become so suspicious about everything, and that's really not my nature.
As in what? What kinds of suspicions would you have on something like this?
My suspicion would be, are you sending somebody in there to look for specific things to complain about so you can have a reason to sell the BWL? Hmm. Are you looking... I mean, I'm cautiously suspicious about all of that stuff, only because I've been taken by surprise so many times through the past 4 years.
You think the mayor wants to sell the BWL?
I think so. He says not, but the first thing he did when he thought he wasn't going to get what he wanted, he said, oh, fine, I'll just sell the BWL. Mm-hmm. So when you're that quick to show your cards, I have to wonder if that's not on your heart.
Why is that a bad idea to sell the BWL?
Well, I think we have a good public utility. I think we've been able to keep our rates lower. Mm-hmm. It would be a one-time pot of money, perhaps $600 million. I understand why the financial health team is maybe saying sell it, because that would take care of all the woes of the legacy costs and everything. Then the mayor, I know he wants to build a new city hall. He would have money to build his city hall. But, you know, I don't think you take the gem of the city, the utility that belongs to the people, and just flippantly talk about selling it. Hmm. I mean, I think that would be a long, long discussion that would have to involve many, many parts.
I'm talking to Jody Watson, Lansing City Council member. Does this kind of a fight with the mayor, does it poison the relationship moving forward?
Relationship with who?
Between the council and the mayor.
Oh, my gosh. I hope not. I hope I am absolutely so wrong about this veto. I think this is a golden opportunity for the administration and council to move together collaboratively and work on this independent audit. I think we have an amazing opportunity here, and I hope my suspicions are just minor paranoia, mm-hmm. and that we are going to go forward. I think we just have a really good opportunity. And let me say this,
but,
Mike.
Go ahead. Yep.
I think, you know, the mayor and I disagree about this inspector general. There's no doubt about that. But I do want folks to understand, I agree on a lot of things with him, too.
Well, because I should note, it's a $200,000 position, but you, as the council, you guys approved his general fund budget, over $120 million, right? You didn't alter?
Yep.
You just approved the budget as it was?
Yep. The only thing we changed was that inspector general. That is the absolute only thing we touched. Because we agreed with everything else.
What do you make of that? A single position getting so much heat?
I think it was the agenda behind it. I think people have lost the trust in the mayor. I think people were very, very suspicious of what this inspector general was supposed to do. They believe that the tools are already in place to oversee this BWL. And moving forward, we do have to make sure that our commissioners have the proper training and that we are appointing the correct commissioners. But at the end of the day, the mayor appoints the commissioners, the mayor picks the general manager, the mayor. And then, again, we're going to have the mayor pick the inspector general. Isn't that kind of like what he says, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results?
Well, yeah, it sounds like that won't be happening, at least at the moment. Jody Washington, Lansing City Council member. Jody, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. You have a good night.
You also.